Hi everybody, welcome to the return of Signature Snaps, a video series that will review the top plays of the 2012 season and allow you, the fans, to vote for your favorites. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll get started with the top five running plays of 2012. Play number one is Randall Cobb's 28-yard run against the Bears in Week 2. Now, the Packers debuted Cobb in the backfield in the season opener against San Francisco, but the following week, this 28-yard run was his longest of the season. Josh Sitton gets a great block on Brian Urlacher, Brian Bulaga throws the block on Lance Briggs, and in the hole, Cobb makes safety Chris Conte miss, and it sets up the Packers for a touchdown a few plays later. Now, Cobb finished the season with 10 carries for 132 yards out of the backfield, 13.2 yards a carry. That's pretty good. Play number two is Alex Green's 41-yard run at Indianapolis in Week 5. Now, this comes in the fourth quarter out of a full house backfield. Green makes a great read at the line of scrimmage, makes a couple of tacklers miss, and is off to the races. The very next play, the Packers are in the end zone for a touchdown and have a lead on the Colts with less than 5 minutes to go. Unfortunately, it didn't hold up. But Alex Green's 41-yard run was the longest rushing play for the Packers in 2012, and Green led the Packers with 464 rushing yards. Play number three is James Starks' 22-yard touchdown run against Minnesota in Week 13. Now, the Packers trailed this game 14-13 late in the third quarter when Starks takes a pitch around right end. New right tackle, Don Barkley runs some interference on the linebacker, James Jones gets a block on the safety, and Starks is down the sideline for a touchdown that gives the Packers the lead for good in a game they would eventually win by 9 points. Starks' 22-yarder is the longest touchdown run by a Packers running back in 2012. The longest touchdown run by any Packer in 2012 is play number four, Aaron Rodgers' 27-yarder for a score against Detroit in Week 14. Now on this play, Rodgers almost gets sacked, but he manages to escape, and the Lions are so conscious of their coverage responsibilities that Rodgers has plenty of green grass to take off all the way to the end zone. This touchdown gives the Packers their first lead in the game early in the third quarter when they had trailed 14-0 at the start of the contest. It's also Rodgers' longest touchdown run of his career. Play number five is the 18-yard touchdown run by Dewan Harris in the divisional playoff at San Francisco. Harris gave the Packers a real spark out of the backfield down the stretch. And on this play, TJ Lang gets a great block on linebacker Navarro Bowman, and Harris makes the safety miss in the open field. He crosses the goal line to give the Packers a 14-7 lead late in the first quarter. Unfortunately, that was the last time the Packers would have the lead in this game. There you have it, folks, the top five running plays of 2012. Now be sure to cast your vote for your favorite, and we'll see you next time on Signature Snaps with the top five passing plays. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com.